What uni graduates do? What do the graduates of the University of Healing do? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. What uni graduates do? Good question, isn't it? What do people do after they have completed their program, after they have completed their studies at the University of Healing? Well, what do people do after they complete their studies at any university? What do they do? What kind of lives do they lead? What kind of emotions do they have? What kind of being are they? Are they wonderful, fantastic beings who are just filled with peace and love and goodness? Are they the magical beings of science, of industry, of magic? Well, think about it. People in any field are only as good as they give their attention to it. And people from the field of the University of Healing are only as good as they give their attention to it. It's interesting to watch and sort of oversee what people do. We don't always know too closely, but we have a fair idea. What sort of life are they living? Are they living a life that they have learned at the University of Healing? What sort of life have they learned to live at the University of Healing? Well, they've learned to be themselves and have fun. Be myself and have fun. Be myself and have fun. Now, we've often talked about that. We've often thought about that. But how does a person be themselves and have fun? Well, we have some of our students who are graduates from all of our courses. And they have their doctorate. And they go through life being a very normal person, just like they always were. And then things happen in their life and it says to them, hey, I don't have to do this anymore. I don't have to act like this anymore. I can just be myself and have fun. The seriousness of life that drew me to the University of Healing courses, the seriousness of my world that told me I had such a great calling, such a great need that had to be fulfilled, they sort of wake up to the fact that they don't have to do that. They've got the education, they've got the skill, and now, little by little, they begin to practice it. Now, you'd think that they'd practice it immediately upon graduation or immediately while they're in school, but this isn't often the case. It isn't often the case that we do what is for our highest and best when we first learn about it. Because when we first learn about things, we are not reluctant to do it, but we think, I'm smarter than anybody else. I know what's going on. I know what is to be done. I know who I am, and I know what is important. But who are you? Who are you? Are you here on planet Earth to change the world? Are you here to improve the world? Are you here to make the world better for somebody else? Are you here to illumine the world with your brilliance, your magic, your wonder, your charisma? Well, all the people who think that that's their calling fall short. They never arrive at it because they're always doing one thing the University of Healing trains us to recognize is unimportant. We are not our brother's keeper. We are not living this life to make other people happy. We are living this life to be ourselves and to have fun, to live our life to the fullest and to the grandest possibility that it is and have fun. It's to run barefoot in the field and sing as we're running over the grass and over the soft field and over the wonderful sand of the beach. And we are just, oh boy, is this great. This is a wonderful feeling. It's a feeling when you're petting your dog And you're petting your dog, and your dog looks up at you and says, "Hey, I like you." And you say, "Wow, could anything be more wonderful than this?" Or you're working with a little child, and the little child is recognizing that you see in it beauty and goodness, that you see in it love, and you see that in yourself. Yes, whatever you are in yourself, you see in your creation. Be yourself and have fun. To be yourself means find out who you are. Go in meditation into your inner self and find out who you are. Who is this person that you think you are? Who is this person that you think that lives inside of this body that you call your body? Who is that? Who is that person that lives there? Have you ever thought about it? Who is that person? Who is that wonderful being? And you can be sure it is a wonderful being. So now, listen to that wonderful being inside of yourself and say, "Oh, hi. Oh, hi. How are you?" And go in meditation and say, "Well, what wonderful things shall we think about today? I am so happy. I am so happy." And as you think these happy thoughts and as you think these happy things, you're being yourself and you're having fun. You're saying, "Gee, this is a wonderful body. It's a wonderful body. I have such a wonderful body. It's whole and perfect. It's fantastic." Now, it might not be demonstrating its wholeness and perfection, but the thing is, you are. You are looking at your body and you are saying, "It is beautiful. It is glorious." You are calling forth from your body whatever ideal picture you have in your mind. Whatever ideal picture I have in my mind is what my body shines forth for me when I have that ideal picture in my mind. And it's wonderful. Now, how can I have that? How can I have that wonderful picture in my mind that tells me all is so wonderful? Well, it's very easy. I just look at myself and say, "I like me. I like me." Now, Rex has been outside and he's been in the yard and he's been going around doing things. And what does he do? He came in now and he decided that he was going to come in and he was going to sit with me while I'm giving this talk. And he looks up at me and he says, "Hi." But first he went over to his toy box. And he went into his toy box and he picked up his favorite toy. His favorite toy was a little toy, a little plastic toy that was given to Little Love on his birthday. And Little Love didn't care for it too much, but Rex loved it. And Rex took it home with him. And Rex, every day when he wants to start to play, he goes to his toy box and takes out that toy, that special little toy that makes him happy. Now, what little toy makes you happy? What little toy makes me happy in my day? Well, my toy box is my mind. And I learned at the University of Healing that my mind is whatever I create it to be. Whatever I go into my thinking system and realize who I am. I am divine. I am glorious. I am wonderful. I am whole and perfect. I am a beautiful expression of all that's good. That's what I learned at the uni. That's what I learned. I'm being myself. And who is myself? Well, that's what we learn at the uni. We go within ourselves. Each one of us is unique and different and wonderful and fantastic. Each one of us is glorious and magical. Each one of us is special beyond all imagination. Each one of us. And so I go into my own inner toy box and I bring out my favorite toy, which is the smile on my face. That's my favorite toy. I bring out my favorite toy, which is the smile on my face, and then I look at the world and I see the world is happy. I see the world is joyous. I see the world is good. I think thoughts that say to me, "All is good and very good. I like me. I like me. I like me." I think thoughts that are fantastic. When we're at the University of Healing, we're not trying to learn something outside of ourselves. We're learning who we are inside of ourselves. And we're learning to like who we are. Just think how wonderful we are. We're beginning to recognize that inside of us is something so special, something so fabulous, something so magical, so wonderful. We are to be ourselves. Find out who ourself is. Know thyself. Man, know thyself. Oh, how we've thought about that. But in the process, have fun. Living is not a serious business. Living is a happy business. Living is a fun business. Living is a good business. That's what I learned at the University of Healing. And our graduate students are going around being themselves and being fun people. Yes, being fun people. Living harmoniously in the world in which they chose to live, which is this human world. Living harmoniously in this world in which they chose to live, which is a world which has other people in it. But all the other people we learn at the University of Healing, all the other people are our reflection. And if we are beautiful people, we see a beautiful world and beautiful people in the world. And the graduates of the uni go around seeing beautiful people everywhere. They see happy people. They see the government working harmoniously for the benefit of the people. They see all of their neighbors, all their friends, all their family. They see their work associates. They see their wives, their husbands, their children. They see their parents. They see all in their world, all their friends are beautiful people. And they go near their people and they say, wow, you are so great. But they say it in their heart. And they bubble this out. And anyone who comes in their presence feels, wow, this is great. They're being themselves and they're having fun. And they're being themselves purposefully. And they're having fun purposefully. They're doing it by their choice. And all the graduates of the University of Healing live this. They have spent all of their training courses, the undergraduate, the graduate, and the postgraduate course, each one leading them further and deeper and more marvelously into the joy of living, into the delight of living, into the fulfillment of living. They're not supposed to make miracles happen, but miracles happen all about them. They're not supposed to make people happy, but people are happy because they're in their presence. People in my presence are always happy, always joyous. They say, Herb, it's fun to be around you. It's nice to be around you. And this is what they say of all the graduate students of the University of Healing. It's fun to be around them. I talk to students all over the world, students who have been taking the courses of the University of Healing and working on it so assiduously and so delightfully and so harmoniously. And they're just living a life that they never dreamed possible before taking the courses of the University of Healing. Because before taking the courses of the University of Healing, their primary requirement for life was that they had to take care of their fellow man. They had to make the world a little better place, make the world a little brighter place. And at the university, they learned when they make themselves a little better and a little brighter by being aware of who they are, not changing themselves, just being aware of who they are. The world is already that which they are inside, beautiful, glorious, and wonderful. All the University of Healing people, no matter where they go or what they do, they find themselves associated with people who have the highest and best values, the highest and the best desires, a smile on their face at all times, a smile in their heart at all times, a smile in their being at all times. And every University of Healing graduate looks at the world and says, this is a good world. There is nothing to change. There is nothing to improve. There is nothing to take away. All is good. And as they look at the world like that, they are that way. Now, many of them are so intuitive. Many of them are so illumined intuitively that they have no idea what they're doing. This has now become their nature, their first nature, not their second nature, their first nature. This has become who they are. And as this has become who they are, they walk down the streets, the pathways of their life, and they greet everywhere they go their own reflection, their own beauty, their own wonder, their own magic, their own person. And as they greet their own person, they feel so magical, so wonderful, so powerful, so peaceful. And everybody about them looks at them and doesn't understand it. They don't understand how that person could be so self-contained, so self-fulfilled, so self-aware, so self-disciplined. But this is what you'd learn, and this is what you're trained in. Self-discipline, self-awareness, self-honor, self-respect. And you are divine. And all the world is divine, but that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the rest of the world is. It doesn't matter what's going on in the universe. It only matters what's going on in my heart. For in my heart, I am being myself and having fun. In my world, I am myself and being fun. All the things I do are glorious and good and beautiful and fabulous. And my world reflects this. And my world is glorious, good, beautiful, and fabulous. And my world is filled with people who are shining forth the light of their heart, the light of their life, who are being that which they are and always were and always will be. And they are being it now because they love themselves. What uni graduates do, they live what they have learned. And I like to see, and I see it in most of the graduates, if not all of them, that their intuitive self, their illumined inner self, shines forth that brilliance, that glory, that goodness that they are. They're not trying to put something on from the outer. They have not learned a new skill, although many skills become easily done by them. They have not tried to improve their bodily appearance. They have not tried to improve their health. They've not tried to improve their circumstances in any way. But because they now look at life from the point of view that all life is a reflection of who and what they are. Because each one of the graduates of the uni are living their own life. Their nose is in their own business. And they see all good and very good. For the uni graduates, the world is a magnificent place. It always was, but they see it, and they know it, and they delight in it, and it is done for them. This can be the gift of any person who takes the courses of the University of Healing, and is the gift of most of them, if not all of them. Some still struggle with trying to help the world with the brilliance that they have learned, not realizing that they can never help the world. They can never help the world unless they see the world as they are inside themselves. And so they do all of their work, their inner housekeeping. They clean up their inner soul. They clean up their inner heart. They clean up their inner thoughts. Their thoughts are always glorious thoughts. Their ideas, their dreams, their goals are always glorious and done now. For a graduate of the University of Healing, there is no past, there is no future. All time is now, and all space is here. And that is all that matters. Time will never be tomorrow. It will never be revealed in its own good time. Those are human attributes that do not need to be adhered to. But time is revealed now. And as the time is revealed now, the uni graduates live in the now. They live in first-person present tense positive. In all of the courses of the University of Healing, the students learn in the first-person present tense positive. They learn this every day of their life, every moment of their study, first-person present tense positive. They learn that now is the acceptable time for all good, revealed now. Now, not to be, but revealed now. Not demonstrated, not something that has to be manufactured or brought forth. It is revealed. It already exists. And every uni student, every uni graduate knows that life and the goodness of all of life already exists now, already is there now for them, and they live it. And the telephone calls I get from uni students tell me this. The emails that I get from uni students tell me this. The stories that they write to me in their snail mail tells me this. The lives that they live, the magical, motivated, glorious lives that they live, how wonderful they are, tell me more grandly than any words can ever say that they found the way, they are the way, and they live the way now. And all good things are theirs now because they create them. They create their mind receptive to them, and they find that they are them and were them and always will be them. This is what the graduates of the uni do. They live what they have learned, which is totally throughout every avenue, every moment, every segment of their life, totally. They live this absolutely. I am a very strict taskmaster as dean of the university, and I hold principle taunt in everyone's consciousness to live it, to be it, to delight in it, and keeping their nose out of everybody else's business and having their nose 100% in their business, in their life, in their affairs, in their experience, in their world. And nothing could be more exciting than that. Nothing could be more illuminating than that. Because all of life is who we are, what we do with life, and what we get out of life, and what we make out of who we are by saying, I like me. I like me. The uni graduates all do that. Yes, they do. Come, join them in this happy, happy foray of being themselves and having fun. Now. I love you. I love you. I love you.